what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech,
humble and
not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omnipotent none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy.
Let
none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world,
spreading
upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated and lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
All right, so how is everyone? Everyone's good? Yeah, so it's all the regulars here, I think. I don't think anyone's here who hasn't been before. First time for anyone? No, it's all right. It's now, I think, almost 2 weeks before Christmas. So certainly next week we'll do, Santa will do the class. I'm not sure what's happening after that. Last year it fell on the Monday, fell on the Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, so I think we had a couple of weeks off, but we'll see how we go. Come on, just put in a petition and say, gotta do it. Anyway, yeah, so no, I just spent a few days at my parents' place, so you got 2 weeks of Santuti in a row. I hope that all went well. Sure it did. So it's actually been pretty hot here in Perth, so I spent most of my time indoors. I don't think I went out anywhere, so it's nice to be back and to come back to one's practice after a bit of fun with the parents, so my mum and dad. So lots of good food and plenty of internet access and all that sort of stuff, but not a lot of meditation. So you come back and it's like, this is the real fun. This is the real fun to have. So it's nice to be back, and the air conditioning's working. Well, this one's working. this one's working. I don't know how hot it is. This room does still get quite warm, but also the aircon in the library is fixed up now. So we're all set for summer. Judy's nodding. She got to enjoy it with the seniors group today. And Margaret. So that's all good. There we go. That's on full now, so we'll see how we go with that. Anyway, so that's the nice thing about meditation is that when you've got a bit of practice behind you, you can come from a sort of busy, intense sort of lifestyle, and you can sit down. Maybe it's just the end of the day, meditation can come back quite quick, and you can get peaceful quite quickly, which is a good way to get through the day, I think. It's interesting. I was reading a story by a fellow who's a climate scientist, and just talking about all of the things he deals with day to day, and just the effect it has on his mind. You know, when he looks at the actual forecasts that science has for the future, and I was even going into all of the various things that such scientists are known to distract them with, like trashy novels and all sorts of things like that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe we should get some more climate scientists to come to the Monday night group. I think it'd be really good for them, because at the end of the day, it's about, you know, living in the present moment, or at least being in the present moment for the period of the meditation, and to maybe just for a short space of time, just let go of the worries of the world. And this is something you can do, and it's, you know, it's good. It's a good thing to do. People have got all sorts of stressful jobs, whether it's a climate scientist or a taxi driver or school teacher or whatever, and it's always a good thing to do at the end of the day, or even before you go to work, to sit down, do some meditation, just let go, to just enjoy the present moment that you've got right now, because at the end of the day, that's all you've really got. Just by doing that, you know, you develop a bit of energy, and you can actually face the tasks that you need to do throughout the day, and it's very effective. So I didn't really have any plans for tonight, and I know Bob's my go-to guy for what I should be talking about. What should I be talking about today, Bob?
How to keep cool in the heat.
Keep cool in the heat, yeah, sure, yeah. Now, I remember when I first started coming to Bodhnyana. Actually, when I first got there back in 2006, my first day at the monastery was from mid-February to mid-March, I think. So that was my first experience of Bodhnyana Monastery, I remember just sitting there and just drinking copious amounts of water and practicing the meditation, and I had a really good time. You know, it's like, it was really cool. You know, come to the monastery, and I know the Thai forest tradition are known to be pretty tough monks. You know, so well, I don't know. There's a bit of machoism there, but the physical side of things can be a bit challenging with the heat and the bugs and that sort of thing. They actually have renovated the guest rooms there since I was there in 2006. I think they're a bit more comfortable now, but no, it's great. You just sit there on your chair, on your cushion, and just sit there and be in the present moment, and just you can feel the sensations in the body, the sweat running down and dripping off your elbows. And it's like that, yeah. It is. But it's a lot of fun too. It's fun to come out to the. I mean, even as a kid, I always used to enjoy just going camping. You know, just going out with to the YMCA camps in Sydney at the time, and to, yeah, just go out there, being in the forest and having a good time. And yeah, you know, it's always that's the thing. I mean, I think even in the Northern Hemisphere, the usual period of holidays for kids is the summertime. So I suppose most kids associate the heat with a bit of freedom as well. So that's kind of what monasteries are like too. You got the summertime and it's bloody hot, but at the same time, yeah, meditation's fun. You get to hang out with cool people. It's all right. I know it's getting hotter and hotter, and I think we've actually had a couple of reasonably cool years, actually. It's like, I seem to recall there was only a couple of summers ago that I think it peaked out at like 38 degrees for the whole summer, and now it seems to be 38 degrees every day, so... Well, not today. The last couple of days have been very pleasant, so... You never know what the future's going to hold. It might be challenging, might be a lot of fun, I don't know. But the main thing, yeah, is just to bring yourself back to the present moment and remember that it's just really not that much to worry about here and now. I've read out that sutra a few times, or at least a couple of times, to meditation groups where the Buddha talks about just taking each day one at a time, you know. So I think that's an excellent thing to do. Most days are pretty cool. Take it day by day, do a bit of meditation, and just relax. If you can relax it a bit more, that's has a good impact on yourself, and also has a good impact on other people as well, because people can. I just noticed this when I was back home with my parents, you know, just watching the bushfires over east, just looking at the weather report and going, oh my god, it's also crazy out there. But at the same time, you know, you have this if you have that sort of kind outlook, you can actually affect the people around you, and maybe people say, there's always challenges in life, and I can make the most of today and not worry too much. It works. It does, actually. You can sit down at the end of a hot day and sweat it out on your cushion or your chair. Tonight we can do another half hour of meditation. I haven't planned anything in particular. But we can sort of just enjoy a half hour of guided meditation and maybe just learn how to let go a little bit more. How does that sound? That's all the job is, so... So please... Oh, we don't have Bill here. We don't have Bill. How are we going to dim the lights? I don't know. I don't know what Bill's up to. Maybe he's off with his family or something. I don't know. Okay. So I think by the end of the by 8 o'clock it'll be dark outside, but we can just sit here and enjoy the nature's dimmer switch coming through the slowly coming through the window. So please get nice and comfortable and close your eyes. And as usual, just make sure that the body is comfortable, that there's nothing too tight, nothing poking into you in your chair. Just take a few seconds to take stock of your body and see where it's at. Make sure it's nice and comfortable. And relax. So you've come to the monastery, you've got your hour of bliss There's no TVs, no radios, no internet. I hope you've all turned off your phones. You don't need to text anyone for half an hour. And just enjoy that sensation of having no responsibilities. Just picture yourself at the top of a long, gentle slope, gradually sliding down this slope from busy mind, gradually towards a very still mind. It does take time for the mind to slow down, so just take it easy. Just feel the droop of the eyelids as you start to relax. Maybe there's a little bit of drowsiness here. You just lean into it. Just relax. plans for the future? Any worries, any fears? Just put them down for now. Just enjoy the responsibility, lack of responsibility here in this room. This monastery here is a very peaceful place. So just let the vibe sink into your skin. This chilled out place on the top of the hill. All the animals around here completely fearless. It's a nice, peaceful, safe place to practice. your shoulders droop down. Any tension in the neck, around the shoulders. And just allow those muscles to relax. Feel the weight of your hands in your lap, on your knees. Just so heavy there. Just resting. just say to yourself, with the body nice and relaxed, there's nothing going on around us, not much to look at, just the inside of our eyelids, nice and quiet, just tell yourself, I'm happy to be here. we're coming quite close to the end of the meditation. Always good just to have that sense of contentment. Give yourself a mental pat on the back for taking the time to come out here tonight. And just do nothing for half an hour. A bit of practice. And come out of it a bit more energized, a bit more peaceful. Takes practice. So you can wiggle your toes and all your buttocks. Get comfortable. Does anyone have any questions? Any thoughts? Any comments? Did anyone fall asleep? Near, there's always next time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just noticed the natural tendency of the body. The eyes droop, the chin goes down. But after a while, get a little bit more energy into it. I think that's the wonderful thing about meditation is I don't know, people talk a lot about letting go and having metta and all that sort of stuff, but when you actually practice and see it for yourself day by day, it's actually very, very encouraging. No worries. Allergies, so you got a cold? That's okay? It's alright. We've got our peacock back.
Yeah.
You'll have noticed for some reason it's quiet in the winter time and then comes back in the summer time. So.
It's a male peacock. You say that?
I have seen it up there. Yeah, it's pretty, so it probably is a male, right?
I
have
not
a pea hens and pea. I don't know what a pea hen looks like, but yeah. No, they inherited it actually. They got it from the previous owner.
Oh.
So they kept it. So Ben's still got his peacock up there. But no bass tonight. No bikes and bass, which is nice. Our neighbour has built a little bike track up there. And sometimes they like to go up there and ride their bikes. And I think one of his friends has a car with a Sirius subwoofer. But no, tonight is a very, very nice, peaceful night. Actually, it's very quiet. I didn't even hear much trucks or anything. It's a nice little spot out here. I mean, I was hanging out with my parents for a few days in Mount Lawley, so almost into North Perth, and you've got the sirens and that sort of thing in the background, and just your neighbours and stuff. So here we've got a pretty good little spot, actually. We can still get our jobs done. Santuti's continuing with the bathroom renovation, which is... I'm sure it's going to get him on TV sometime soon. Someone will make a documentary or something out of Santuti's endless creativity.
Grand design.
Yeah. Well, he did all the concrete work himself for the shower, right? So you got to get it all going downhill. And I was there with a couple of buckets of water today, just proving that he got all the levels right. So that seemed to work out. We don't have deep pools of water in the shower, and Yeah, it's going to be a big job. I was just talking before about whether we'll get to. We plan to have some Sri Lankans coming on, a couple of Sri Lankan gentlemen coming on Sunday to do some to help finish off the roof, because the existing roof is a bit leaky. So rather than mess around like Sukakamo did with three or four sticks of silicon. They're putting a roof on top of the roof. That seemed to be the easiest thing to do, but I'm not sure it's going to be the best weather for doing welding on Sunday, so we'll see how we go with that. We might have to postpone it until if it's a total fire ban, we might have to postpone it. But anyway, that's right, yeah, on the inside we've got Jason's helping us out. We're putting in some gyprock walls in there and lots of good insulation and stuff, so me and Sukakamo can live down there and be nice and comfortable, and we don't hear each other too much, and it'll be a nice little peaceful place down there. And it's good. So yeah, these days just take it slowly and enjoy ourselves, and eventually it'll, well, no, as Ajahn Brahm says, you know, it's never finished, so you might as well just enjoy each day as it comes. It is actually a very lovely place up here, and there's certainly a stark contrast between here and Mum and Dad. So. It's good to see my parents. I love my parents, and they love to see me. And they understand that I like to get back to my monastery soon enough. Well, we have a little track. We have a good track then. So the we've got two entrances to the property. One up here on Scott Road and one down on Stocker Road. So it's an easy drive along there. So if the fireys need to get through, that's good for them too. So, yeah. You're up on the you're up over the hill, Judy.
And the other way.
That way. Mm-hmm. Up towards here. Yeah.
I'm opposite the, when I look out from my place, I look up to Churchman Brook.
Fair enough. That's good. No one's got anything to say. That's fantastic. We need more of it in the world. It's all good. Yeah. We're just, it was good. We're just pretty relaxed here, so. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. That's about it. We'll get up, the monks will get up, we'll have our breakfast, get back to work, and
what time keep... do you get up?
Me? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's embarrassing. Someone put up a little A4 sheet up on the bulletin board out there talking about how we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That would be a bit early for me. I sleep quite a bit. I sleep quite a bit because of my illness, because, you know, I've got schizophrenia, so I take a medication called clozapine. So I get about 10 hours of sleep a night. But it's okay, you know, it's just what I need. So I get up at 10 to 7, and breakfast is ready. I can go out there. 10 to 7, everyone else is up already. They're already out doing their things, and Rob's made some breakfast, and put out everything for breakfast. I can go have a cup of coffee and It'll get my head straight. Yeah, so it's different. You know, I mean, it's a interesting tradition because I was saying before, you know, the Thai forest tradition. My teacher Ajahn Brahm trained in Thailand with Ajahn Chah, and but the most sleep deprived group of people I've ever read about. tough as, but that is very much the that was the tradition. Yeah, and I'm sure Ajahn Brahm, I don't know how he does it, but I'm pretty sure he's up at 4 o'clock most mornings. He seems to be able to get by on 6 hours sleep, whatever he gets. But he doesn't force that upon his students. At Bodhnyana, there's they have breakfast at 6:30, maybe get an extra half hour of sleep here. But you can get up in the morning and at 4 o'clock if that's good for you, and just meditate through till breakfast, and then they've got a couple of hours of work each 4 days a week, and a bit of lunch, and then they can head off back to their huts. They've all got nice quiet huts there in the forest, and there's no sort of, as Ajahn Brahm says, you know, there's no CCTV cameras in there checking whether they're meditating or not, and what time they go to bed and what time they get up. So he basically gives us our freedom to sort of choose what works for us. And but I know during the rain retreat, the 3 month period we have each year where our practice intensifies, he does encourage his monks to it's the saying from Ajahn Chah. He says, you know, sleep little, eat little, talk little. that's his instructions at the beginning of each rain retreat. So I know a lot of monks, when they hit retreat mode, they go hardcore, and they cut back their sleeping until it's like 4 hours. I mean, 4 hours a night, only sleeping. Falling asleep at lunchtime, the head in the ball. Nah, I don't know. So you get to experiment. You do have that freedom in Ajahn Brahm's monasteries to see what works for you. So for me, I need a bit more sleep than most people. So I'm happy to have that leeway. I don't think I eat as much as some monks. I'm a pretty pretty light eater, and I don't know how much I talk. Maybe I talk too much, but it's kind of expected. So, it's all good. It's all good. And I find, you know, even in this life, we've got heaps and heaps of time for meditation. There's many hours in the day free for just sitting down and watching the breath, or that's good life. Yeah. And I also enjoy working with Santuti. He's a very good motivator, he really likes teamwork. So he always likes to have a few people on the job. Sukhatama up on the ladder today, filling in the gaps in the ceiling, and me fetching things and putting things away. And we've finished our tiling job now, so I can take all the tiling stuff away and bring down whatever we need for the next job. And yeah, so it's good. Wake up in the morning, get my coffee and toast a Weet-Bix or something, and just get on with it. It's good. So you got that combination of a bit of kind of selfless work as well as meditation. Makes for a good lifestyle, I think, having that balance there. Cool. So I did say we could go through till 8:02 today. So if you have any more questions, that is welcome. Yeah, Bob.
What's happening for Christmas?
Yeah, I mentioned that at the beginning. I don't know.
Does anybody want to express an opinion? Do we come in on that Monday?
Well, Santuti said they were.
I think there's at least one Monday before we go. One Monday before Christmas, and then the next one will be just before, like 2 days before Christmas. So if you come next week, you can all have a vote. And if you want to do it, I'll happily come and do another session. And also, there's actually plenty of spaces left on the January retreat, the half-day retreat on the 4th of January. So I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It might be, I don't know. We'll see how we go. But if you want to join the retreat, please send me an email. So it will be good. And what are they doing at Armidale over the?
Don't
know. So that'll be on.
I want to put it to the vote as well because it's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm thinking. So yeah. Don't know.
But it's a good. You know, people get lonely. Some people need somewhere to go.
That's true.
Time.
Actually, yeah.
I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh well, you can have a vote.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, you can have a vote on whether we'll do. But
next week.
I don't know, on New Year's Eve, Ajahn Brahm's doing his thing as well, so he has the big gig up at Nullumara, and it's great, you know, everyone goes there and parties hard, and then they come back and get breathalyzed and blow zero. Everyone's happy, you know. I think Ajahn Brahm does like to do that sort of thing, just to... Give people an option for those who don't want to imbibe. Mm-hmm. So it's good for them. And let us know what you want to do next week. Let us send to you now, and we'll be here.
So what time does it go on New Year's Eve?
Goes through to about midnight, I think.
When does it start?
It's a good question. What is it, like 7 o'clock or something? Something like that. It's quite a long... Wow, jeez. I mean, 7 o'clock would be... I don't know. What do they do? I haven't been to a New Year's Eve concert.
It was 7 o'clock it started.
But it
started at 7 and finished at about 1 a.m.
Yeah. Guys.
And then you got to drive home.
Yeah. Sober. Most of us.
Oh, yeah. Not much. Drive home. From Nullumara is about an hour.
Oh, yeah. But 1 o'clock in the morning, you should be able to cover the distance pretty quick. Do they have like food or anything there? Or?
There's a little bit of food, but like not an awful lot.
No, it's just curry puffs and that sort of thing. Yeah. And just people hanging out. I know.
It's mainly sweets and light stuff.
Yeah, and Ajahn Brahm has his quiz. Do you still do his quiz? There was a quiz. I remember one of the questions. I can't remember the answer to it. One of the questions was. How many kilos have I put on since I became the abbot? That's all a bit of fun. So yeah, that'll be New Year's Eve as well. So I don't know what'll happen with the Tuesday Armidale crew on that night, but certainly the night before, you know, we could do something here. I don't know, but that'll be New Year's Eve. So yeah, all right. Okay, cool. It's now 8:02. I'm very proud of myself for padding out that last 12 minutes.
You managed that well.
You gotta be creative. You gotta be creative. Okay. So let us do the sharing of aspirations. So We can share all of our merits with all of the good people out there, and all the bad people, and all the people in between. Through the goodness that arises from my practice,
may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the world of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life, may they soon attain the threefold bliss, and realize the deathless, through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing,
May all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind,
with mindfulness
and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpassed is the protection of the Dharma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Okay.
Thank you, Ajahn.
All right, let's have a second time, everyone.